Welcome to the Unleaded Logic Podcast.
I'm Mike Mertes, and welcome to episode 3 of the Unleaded Logic Podcast. I hope you're all doing great. I'm recording this pretty late in the month of March, which I apologize for. I always try to get these out a little bit earlier in the month, so that way they don't cross into each other if I happen to do it late, but that happens to be the case because I've just been so busy working on some various projects that I am about to share for you guys. So let's get right into it. But Star Fox has turned 25 years old. 25 years old from the time that it was released on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System in 1993. Good God, I can't believe that that much time has passed. And Star Fox, the original, is one of my absolute favorites. I love Star Fox 64 as well, but the addiction to flying a spaceship and all that really came from Star Fox. And again, I just have a ton of history with the game. Seeing it for the first time was in Nintendo Power Magazine, where they did a little coverage of the game, and then they put together an 11-month, month-to-month comic book series on Star Fox to kind of extend the storyline of the universe, and I absolutely adored it. And it was a nice replacement for the Super Mario Adventures and the Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past comics that we got in 1992 in Nintendo Power. So when did I first play the game? Well, the week it came out, the weekend of it coming out, actually, my cousin rented it from a Blockbuster Video, and we were headed over to his condo to visit him, and he had it, fired up the Super NES, and of course, me, my little brother, and anyone else who wanted to take a turn was absolutely glued to this game. The music, the graphics, seemed so cutting edge at the time, and it's funny looking at it now because it's so slow. I still love it, but it's just not how it looked that first time I fired it up back when I was a kid. So we played it there, and I wouldn't get a Super Nintendo until about March, late March of 1993, but you can bet as soon as I got the system and as soon as I was able to rent it from the video store, I did so. I owned it as soon as I could get it. I remember putting it on layaway and putting down any allowance money, birthday money, wherever I could get the cash down on this game because I just had to own a copy of it. I participated in the Super Star Fox Weekend with my little brother, who actually got a better score than me, that little jerk. And I say that in love because I don't want him to take it the wrong way, obviously. But yeah, he got a better score than me at Super Star Fox Weekend. I've talked about that on my YouTube channel a couple times where we've revisited the Super Star Fox Weekend cartridge and competed with each other again. And I won this time, damn it. But one of the other things that was so great about Star Fox, and that's what I'm leading up to here, is the music. There are so many great music tracks in the Star Fox series. One of my absolute favorites is the boss roll music that plays as soon as you beat the game. And it's got this really neat like drum march to it. It's got these great synthesized sounds, and it always captured my imagination as it's displaying all the different bosses you fought depending on the course that you were going to. And I remember sitting there thinking, man, I wish I could make music like this. I wish I could put music together like this. And I love this stuff so much. I would just love to make a video game and do music on a video game. And this is me as a young kid in 1993. And seeing that Star Fox turn 25 and thinking about that music again, it made me want to sit down in the studio and remix one of the tunes from Star Fox. So can you guess which one it is? You're damn right. It's that boss roll music from the original Star Fox. So here we go. This is the Unleaded Logic remix of the boss theme from the original Star Fox. Check it out. There you go. That's your first listen at the boss roll music from Star Fox, the Unleaded Logic remix of that. That will be available on SoundCloud to listen to. Don't know if I'm going to do a free download of that. Really haven't decided. You know, anytime I remix this game music, I always think of doing a Gamer Logic album with kind of my who's of video game remixes that I've performed over the years and have done, but I can never really commit to it. Maybe one of these days I'll finally be in the mood to do it, but I'm always too busy working on my main productions. And that leads us into the next portion of our podcast, and that is discussing the lead. If you haven't seen the blitz I've put across on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, LinkedIn, you name it, then you may not know that my brand new track is available now on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify. The list goes on and on. And that brand new track is The Lead, and it's the first track that is appearing on the Neon Noir Volume 2, the continuing soundtrack to the hopefully upcoming Neon Noir video game that is on its way. And why did I decide to jump into writing and recording this music again when I wasn't scheduled to do it till summer? I'll tell you why. And that was The Midnight. My buddy Nikos and I went and saw The Midnight 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night along with Arcade High. And I got to tell you, one of the best live concerts I have ever seen in quite some time. Coming out of that, I was incredibly inspired and couldn't wait to take the weekend to sit down in the studio and just start working on stuff again and start putting out some great synthwave stuff. And that's exactly what happened. Sat down in the basement on a Saturday morning, and next thing I knew, 6 hours had passed, and I pretty much had a good solid foundation for The Lead, this track. And sent it to my buddy Nikos and got some opinions from him, what he thought, and he was pretty happy with it, and I wasn't exactly happy with it yet. I knew there was something that needed to be added to it. Feeling the saxophone vibe from The Midnight, I tried some saxophone stuff, just really wasn't working, and instead, I went back to my guitar that I used on a couple of tracks from the Neon Noir Volume 1, and I think it really turned out great. Almost gives it this Top Gun vibe. And it's a cool track. The lead basically is talking about the murderous intent of the Earth's population and what can be done to stop that. So as kind of a Big Brother is watching deal, someone invents a machine, and this has been used countless times in other properties. Psychopass comes to mind as my most recent one. But what if there was something out there that could basically predict that you were going to murder someone or had the intent to kill, and the authorities could stop you beforehand? I mean, it's pretty scary because it comes down to the thought control police thing. So that was kind of the vibe for this. Now, when this actually gets released on the Neon Noir soundtrack for the game, I don't think those portions will be in it. It'll probably be a completely instrumental song. But there's a neat little sample in there that kind of discusses what I was just talking about there. Kind of this scary place where your mind is basically being measured. And if there's a chance you could kill, well, you could be taken out or taken in before you even know it. Other cool portion about this song during the 6 hour process was putting a little speak and spell action in there. Found a speak and spell VST that was available for free, threw it in the track, started working on stuff. I think it just really came out kind of cool. Very synthwave, very retro tech, if you will. And I just had a blast with it. Kind of reminded me of Paul Hardcastle's 19, except this is saying 8882. So kind of neat there. But yeah, this track is now available on iTunes, Bandcamp, and other digital music retailers. Gotta thank my friend Nikos for checking out the track early, as well as my friend Rick and Sean and a couple other people for just basically giving me some suggestions as far as cleanup goes. And with that, I think it's time to sit back and play the track for you guys. So if you like it, go check it out at Bandcamp. Go pick it up and support Unleaded Logic. Here we go. This is The Lead.
variability in the amount of killers in our midst. This machine will not only give us the lead in calculating one's potential to commit murder, but reveal the A's, B's, and C's to the human blueprint.
Go, folks. Hope you enjoyed a listen to The Lead, my latest track. I'm loving it. Hoping you're loving it too. You can check it out again. Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. The list goes on and on. Very awesome first day sales on the track and lots of people spreading the word, which is always appreciated. Well, moving on with the music theme, let's get to our monthly DJ mix. And I am back on the decks here. Actually got at this point two mixes in the can, one for late February and one for March, if I'm remembering correctly. And kind of switched it up a little bit. You know, I was going through my list of tracks and checking out new tracks and just wasn't feeling the vibe with the progressive house, progressive trance stuff, you know? So I'm kind of feeling bummed out, and I finally said, you know what? I'm just going to jump through some other genres here, and I'm going to look at the Jackin house, the funky house, and kind of get a groove on with things. And I just dove right into it, started going through a catalog of stuff and really just finding tracks that I thought flowed well together and just sounded great. That's my thing. If the track sounds great, I'm obviously going to play it. I don't necessarily always think about things that are just going to be a nice bridge point in the set. I just hear things that I like and kind of figure out how to put the puzzle pieces together there. So this is probably the mix I put together late in February that you're going to hear. A really nice, funky mix. Really enjoy it. And hoping to mix it up some more for you guys in future episodes. So here we go. This is the DJ mix for the month. Working on getting a couple guest DJs to come in on future episodes. And with that, this music is actually going to close this episode. So I will talk to you guys next month. Enjoy the DJ mix. And until then, take it easy. Here we go. It's mix time.
You hear the sound.
We'll be right back.
Don't. Nobody's on time.